It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State health officials say Colorado is seeing more of the quickly spreading Delta coronavirus variant than almost any other state. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the more transmissible Delta variant makes up about 40% of the cases in Colorado. That compares to 10% of the cases in the U.S. and puts the state second only to Missouri. Herlihy says research from the UK shows some level of decreased effectiveness of vaccines against the variant, but
overall, the vaccines continue to be highly effective and working very well against the Delta variant.
She says due to more transmissible variants, unvaccinated people are probably twice as likely to be hospitalized now compared to if they'd been infected earlier in the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder will lift all attendance restrictions at its four athletic facilities for the fall, allowing venues like Folsom Field to welcome a full crowd again in August. Fan attendance has been extremely limited since the pandemic began, with only athletes' family members allowed to watch games in person. CU says the school will follow county regulations on mask wearing and proof of vaccination requirements. Three people are dead following a shooting yesterday in Old Town Arvada, northwest of Denver. It started with a call to police about a suspicious incident near the town's library. The three dead include an Arvada police officer, the suspected shooter, and one other person. Colorado's hot and dry weather helped spark multiple wildfires over the last few days, including fires near Rangeley and Eagle. David Boyd is with the White River National Forest.
The recent heat wave we had definitely contributed to the fuels drying out a little more and being more receptive to fire, but they can still get drier. So as the summer goes on, if we continue to be hot and dry, we'll see more intense fires.
Last summer saw the three biggest wildfires in Colorado history. It's hot again today for much of the state, with highs in many places in the 90s and near 100. This is CPR News.